I imagine a weekly scene in the cafeteria where Pierce knocks Mink's food to the floor and simply proclaims 53. That happens anyway.
By the way, this is the classic Mink move. Makes his pick and then follows it up with, here's the reason why I don't actually think this is my pick. So I'm going to put my eggs in both baskets and see which is going to play out.
Five. All right, I'm changing my pick.
Oh my God.
Welcome into the lounge for maybe the biggest episode of the year. This episode, we did the same one last year, our highest grossing in clicks.
Absolutely.
This is the box office bust up.
It is. Well, I think the main reason that people want to listen to this one is outside of just our excellent commentary, which is, you know, insightful obviously enough. But I think the other big reason is that people want to get their, you know, kind of the inside perspective for the Bridgestone You Pick the Team contest.
They want the intel.
They want the inside scoop. So if you guys haven't signed up for it yet, you need to go ahead and do that. It's our annual contest. You pick the team. What you do is you go ahead and make your predictions for our 53-man roster. Simple enough. And then whoever gets the closest to it, maybe we'll have somebody that's got perfect. I think we've had years where someone gets perfect score.
I don't think we ever have.
Really?
I don't think we've ever had a perfect 53.
We've had close then.
Close. We have had close.
I know we've had at least somebody who had only one off. So we've at least had 52 of the 53.
Yes.
Sometimes it's impossible because you sign a guy like, you know.
Right, off the street.
Right. That, you know, nobody but so go ahead and make your predictions. This contest, again, is presented by Bridgestone. And the winner of it is going to get tickets and sideline passes to the game against the Steelers, the home game against the Steelers. So you can't beat that.
I'll tell you what. I can't beat Bridgestone tires on a rainy day like this.
Seriously.
Keeping me safe. People, I swear, man, people when it rains just lose their minds.
That was one of the first.
They lose their minds.
That was one of the first things I noticed about Maryland and Baltimore when I moved here. I mean, I'm an Ohio guy, so I'm used to driving snow, and I was like, all right, it's just raining today, no big deal. The city, the state, like, shuts down when there's a drizzly morning. It's unbelievable.
It is crazy. And then people on their cell phones making their roster picks while they're driving.
I know.
I'm seriously taking it upon myself to become the enforcer of the road. I give people a hard honk when I see them, and I hold up my phone and say, what are you doing? Get off your phone.
That's like the sign that you're kind of entering into the old man, get off my lawn territory. Kids and their cell phones, they're distracted.
While they're driving, yes.
Yeah, that's kind of like when you're entering into man territory.
Wow. You're probably going to be my next guy at home. Yeah. Sounds like to me. All right, so with that, mind changing gears here. I want to read some emails. We've gotten a lot of really great ones in at the lounge at ravens.nfl.net. And this one comes from Daniel Broyles. And its subject line is the final 53. And he says, hey guys, last year I was shocked that you attempted to predict the final 53. Don't get me wrong, I enjoyed it. Still, since you work for the Ravens, I thought it could lead to some awkward conversations with players, coaches, and management. For example, if memory serves, neither of you had current starting nose tackle Michael Pierce on your final 53.
We got to go listen to the tape on that one.
Yeah, we're going to go back on that one. He says that I imagine a weekly scene in the cafeteria where Pierce knocks Mink's food to the floor and simply proclaims 53. That happens anyway.
Yeah.
I'm that guy in the cafeteria. Players are just...
Yeah, you get bullied a lot around here.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Well, maybe we didn't learn our lesson because we're doing it again this year.
Exactly. So even more food's going to land on the floor this year.
Spoiler alert, Daniel, we are both going to have Michael Pierce on our 53-man roster this year. I have a feeling that's going to be the case.
You know, it's funny. I asked Harbs whether that fourth preseason game was huge for Pierce. So maybe we did the prediction. We did. I'm sure we did. We did our predictions before the fourth preseason game.
Right.
In which he had the sack, strip, touchdown. Right, and that was really what cemented it in our eyes.
This is classic for you. You're already like making excuses for why you made your picks last year.
I'm not making excuses. I'm just stating facts.
Yeah.
So you know that kind of cemented him later on. I asked Harbs if that is really what got him on the 53-man roster that fourth preseason game. He said, "I can't remember back that far, you fool."
Right.
Essentially.
All right, we're gonna get into our picks. I just want to read one other quick email. By the way, we've got a ton of emails on the pizza draft, and I'll say this early on. You jumped out to an early lead. You did. You jumped out to an early lead. I think the first maybe, three or four emails were 10, pro Mink for the pizza draft. Since then, it's been a groundswell of support that's come out in defense of my pizza draft. No. And I think it's really not even a competition anymore. Not
is
that
this
it
the email from Australia?
Even was. It's not. Actually, that's not even the email that I'm reading. It's about the pizza. I'm not reading a pizza email. Either. Okay. There's plenty of them.
There's a good one from somebody in Australia.
I saw that one. Anyway, this email comes to us from Alex, and he is across the pond. And he says, "Hey, Garrett and Ryan, I have to say, some of this talk about pumpkin beer means absolutely nothing to a humble British fellow such as myself, but you'll have to sample our ales soon." That's right, Alex. By the way, it's kind of getting chilly out. It's pumpkin beer season. It's almost here.
Oh, yeah.
My somewhat related question is, are both of you headed to London for the Week 3 game? And if so, are you planning on doing a lounge podcast at some point with a load of us European fans? If the answer is yes, I'll be there. Well, Alex, good news, buddy. We are both going to London. Mm-hmm. We are both going to be there, and we're going to do a live episode of the Lounge Podcast. The bar that we're going to be at, I guess...
Admiral?
Yeah, I got it right here. It's the Admiralty. Admiralty. Yeah. Admiralty. I don't know how to say I don't know how
the
accent works.
We have to say
it
with a British accent, first of all.
Yeah, go ahead.
Admiralty.
Admiralty. It's at 66 Trafalgar Square.
Wow.
I can't read. I can't speak. But yeah, so it's the Admiralty Pub, and that's going to be our kind of home base the entire time that we're there. So we're going to have events throughout the week. It's going to be really, really cool the entire time we're there. We have a page up on our website right now just that details all the stuff that we're going to be doing. So the lounge is going to be there. We're going to let you know more of the details as it gets closer in terms of the time and all that, but just go ahead, mark it on your calendar to be there.
And I think that we want to bring some fans on the lounge.
Oh, for sure.
When we're there, for sure. It's not just, you know, we're going to be broadcasting, you guys can check us out and all that stuff. And, you know, we're happy to meet you and, of course, happy to drink with you.
For sure.
For sure. But we want to talk to you. We want to get to meet some of you and bring you on the pod. So we're really excited about it.
Yeah.
All right, so let's jump into our 53-man roster. All right, everybody got your pen? Get your pen out, get your paper, get your rosters ready, or just have your mouse ready for the You Pick the Team contest, because here we go. You might want to follow what I'm saying, not what Garrett's saying, because I'm going to hit all 53.
We haven't made any, we haven't looked at each other's at all. I'm curious if we're, I'm sure we're similar. There's probably only a handful of differences.
Yeah.
And the way we're going to do this is we're basically going to go through, we both have depth charts here. We're going to go through, start with the offense, go through that, and then make our way to the defense. You know what? Why don't we just go ahead and cross out special teams? We've got Justin Tucker, Sam Cook, and Morgan Cox. That's three. They're on the team.
You didn't put Kenny Allen on?
Did not put Kenny Allen. No. So that's three right there.
Tabor Pepper, the long snapper?
The new long snapper, right.
All right. Starting with quarterback. I think Joe Flacco is going to make this team. What do you think?
I think so.
Yeah, he's making the team. And your backup, breaking news, Ryan Mallett's the backup. I know, you know, people haven't been super pleased with some of his practices and preseason games. He's still the backup. No third quarterback. Sorry, Josh Woodrow.
So here's...
You're putting Josh Woodrow on.
I'm not. I'm just calling. I'm going with two quarterbacks. I'm just going with Joe and Ryan.
Yeah.
But honestly, this, I don't think that it is as sure of a thing as it has been in years past.
Because normally of Flacco's back?
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't practiced. So he's only going to have a week to get ready. What I think they can do with Woodrum, though, they can probably get him on the practice squad and have him still in-house working with the team if the injury were to be something, if Joe were to get hurt again or if it lingers beyond.
That's the old, if Joe isn't ready to play against the Bengals, which Harb's guaranteed that he is.
Yeah.
But if by some stroke of bad luck he isn't, we've had a lot of that around here this preseason, then I think that it's the old Saturday transactions. You have Josh Woodrum on your practice squad. You move him up on Saturday to the active roster to back up Mallett for week one.
Yeah.
That said, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I also have two. But, I don't think that is a clear cut as it has been in years past.
Okay. Wide receiver. I think we all have Mike Wallace, Jeremy Maclin, Rashad Perryman, and I have Chris Moore on.
I do as well.
Okay. And I have Michael Campanaro on.
I do as well.
That's my fifth. That's my returner as well.
Yep.
And I don't have any other wide receivers.
Neither do I.
All right, we both went five wide receivers.
Which is a change. Usually, you know, a lot of years, it's six. It could sometimes even be more than that. It could keep a seventh or something like that. But both of us went low and only have five wide receivers.
Yeah, I just don't know that, you know, Quincy Adebojo flashed in practices. He was really good early on in training camp. Haven't seen a lot from him in games. If he does show up in this fourth preseason game, then maybe he's a Michael Pierce situation. You know, I think he's a guy that has a lot probably riding on this fourth preseason game. He's got to convince coaches, I'm too talented to try to get me on the practice squad. I'm going to go elsewhere.
I thought the biggest question mark where I was back and forth on was Chris Matthews.
Chris Matthews, yep, for special teams potential as a gunner.
Right. He's done it, obviously, in big games, had the big game with Seattle in the Super Bowl. So he's done it in the biggest of stages, and yep. I also think that he's a pretty good special teamer. That's the one where I feel like I could be kicking myself, but we'll see on that.
Yeah. And Keenan Reynolds, obviously, is another name there. I think both you and I are on the same page. Where I think he is, if Campanaro were injured, Keenan would be on this team.
Yeah.
With a healthy Campanaro, he's not. I think Keenan is a similar player. He can be, you know, a slot guy, primarily special teams contributor.
Yep.
But I think they try to get him on the practice squad again.
Yeah. Another year of development, I think he's grown leaps and bounds. Yeah. So.
And Campanaro, I'm pretty sure, is in the final year of his contract. I mean,
right.
Next year could be Keenan's year.
Yeah, for sure. If Keenan continues to make the strides that he has from year one to year two, then who knows where, you know, his career could go.
Agreed. Running back was another interesting one for me. Tough one. Okay. I think we both have Terrence West on here. Both have Buck Allen, and we both have Danny Woodhead.
Yes.
Do you have any other running backs?
I do.
Who do you have?
I have Smoke myself.
You put Smoke on. All right.
I put Smoke on the team.
I like it. Because of Woodhead's injury?
Yeah, because of Woodhead's injury, and because Smoke has shown me a lot of potential in this preseason.
I agree with you. Now, but the Ravens have a history of, like, these running backs get a lot of carries. They put up some numbers, you know, Bobby Rainey back in the day or whatever, and they just – I don't think that running back numbers, they flash and whatever in the preseason, but I don't think they mean a lot when it comes to making the roster, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, there's also the Danny Woodhead injury, and that's certainly a piece of the equation.
That's a component.
You know, I don't know the severity of that, but that's the other piece of it. So what I did, I put Smoke Mizell on, and I don't have a true fullback on this team.
I have Ricky Ortiz on my 50.
Really? You put Ricky Ortiz over Lorenzo Talaferro?
I don't think that Lorenzo's really shown me a whole lot.
Okay.
To be honest, I'm putting Ricky on. And the reason is, I think we need a fullback.
Yeah.
Ricard, I think, could be that guy, but to go into it and say, and now you have Boyle, too, who can play a little bit. So Ricky Ortiz, I really went back and forth on this one, but I like Ricky Ortiz. I think he could be a good player, a little versatile, play special teams. I like Ricky.
All right, so both of us are going with guys that we had on the Lounge Podcast for the early podcast bump to make the roster. And Tim White was going to be on the team before he got hurt. Yeah.
Let me throw this out here. Okay, right before we came into the studio, I went into George Kokinas' office. I said, George, help me. Help me, George. Am I crazy? I'm putting Ricky Ortiz on here. Am I crazy? And he said, he's got a shot. So, and now I said, what about wide receiver? What about the tight end? Offensive line? I'm pulling my hair out here, George. I don't know what to do on offense. And he goes, I don't know, man. I've got the same questions. He's like, I'm not trying to dodge the question, but I seriously don't know.
Look, Ortiz has definitely got a shot for sure. The question is, like, with him, has he shown enough significantly more than Talaferro? There's also the special teams component. When you're talking about that role, that's probably even – the special teams element is maybe just as, if not more important than the fullback element to it.
Yeah.
So that's another piece of it. But that we got our first disagreement there. Yeah. I got Smoke Mizell on. You have Ricky Ortiz on.
Tight end's going to be interesting here, I think.
Yep.
Okay. We both have Benjamin Watson on. Both have Nick Boyle on. Do you have Max Williams on?
Yes.
So do I. Do you have any other tight ends?
I have Larry Donnell on the team.
I have Vince Maylay.
Really?
Yes.
Over Larry
Special
Donnell.
Teams. Special
Over
teams.
Larry Donnell.
I just don't know that Donnell provides enough of a variation from what Max gives you, from what Boyle gives you. I mean, Larry Donnell, to me, it's not like he's a stretch-the-field guy really that much. And Maylay, as a converted wide receiver, helps bolster your low wide receiver numbers. I mean, you only have 5 wideouts.
Yeah.
Melee's kind of a tweener, wide out, tight end, and he's big on special teams. He's on the first unit every preseason game.
Yeah, I went with Donnell because I look at the tight end group, and if history is any indication of what's going to happen at tight end, you need some depth there.
Yeah.
You've already lost 3 guys there for the season, right?
Yeah.
And so I feel like Donnell is kind of a safe pick amongst that group just in terms of healthy. He's done it. He's played in the league.
Yeah.
So that was my thing with Donnell. I still think Boyle's going to be the starter. Watson talked last week about how he feels like he's getting close, but he's not like 100% like what he was before the injury. So it's still kind of a progression.
But he's going to be out there week 1 for sure.
He is going to be out there. He's ready to play.
Like he's like, but is a Is a 90% Benjamin Watson the same as a 100% Larry Jones?
Sure, and Max Williams, you know, he looks like he's back. He looks like he's back from the knee injury. But like,
so what's the difference between Max and Donnell, really?
My question is, are you going to be able to keep all those guys healthy throughout the year?
Well, you got Vince Mealy, man. He'll play tight end.
No, you got. If I take Larry Donnell over Mealy, so
it's tough. I was really betting on Larry Donnell.
You're already hedging.
All right, offensive line. We both have Ronnie Stanley. Both have Austin Howard. Both have James Hurst, my guy.
Yes.
James Hurst. Both have Locke James Hurst. Both have Marshall Yanda. Both have Jermaine Illuminor. Both have Ryan Jensen. Zuta.
Yes.
Right?
I have Zuta.
Yep. Do you have Skura?
Yes.
I have Skura as well. Do you have any other offensive linemen?
I have DeAndre Wesley.
I do not.
So you only have 8 offensive linemen?
I'm keeping 8 offensive linemen.
And no backup tackle other than
James Hurst. Illuminor.
Illuminor
can back up right tackle.
He can, but he's
been playing. That's what he played all throughout college.
I know, but he's.
I don't like it either.
Ryan Jensen played left tackle in college, so he's your backup left tackle.
Did he play left tackle? No, he did not.
I think he played a little left tackle in college.
I don't think so.
Yeah, Colorado State Pueblo over there, left tackle. There's our backup.
Jermaine Illuminor played right tackle at Texas A&M for like 3 years.
Yeah, so James Hurst is your starting left guard. James Hurst is your starting left guard.
I'm not positive about that.
I have
no idea who the starting left guard is right now. It could be Jensen. It could be.
I think Hurst is going to be the starting left guard.
If Austin Howard goes down, then Hurst kicks out the right tackle, and in comes.
I think you need
Jensen. It's whatever you shuffle it. Skura could come in. Jensen could move to guard. Zutan at center. You got a lot of moving pieces there. I don't see where DeAndre Wesley fits in. So when would Wesley come into the game?
He would come into the game if there's an injury at tackle.
No, James Hurst is going to be the... James Hurst is potentially your starting guard, and he's your number 3 tackle.
He is, and so then Illuminor could come in at left guard, Skur could come in at left guard.
Right.
Wesley still... I would like to have 2 backup tackles. Ravens typically have 2 backup tackles.
Yeah, Jermaine Illuminor.
And Wesley, I think, is probably higher on the pecking order.
Here's
pecking
my
order
thing. I think they're going to add a tackle. I think they're going to add a tackle.
Yeah, but
I think
for the purposes of
yes,
this...
Yes, I agree. But I'm not picking Wesley because I think that they will probably add a tackle.
I think that there's going to be probably at least 1, maybe 2 players on this team who aren't on the roster right now.
I agree.
And so
I think one of them is going to be a tackle.
It certainly could be.
Because they need more depth of tackle.
So
they're thin.
So then my question is does that change? Does that take a Skura or a Zuta off?
No. They still stay on. I think I'm a little light at 8 on the offensive line right now. I think Skura still stays on. Potentially, maybe they could trade Skura. I don't know.
They're not trading offensive linemen. Yeah.
They got a lot of depth inside.
If there's a position that the Ravens are going to trade at, it ain't offensive line. By the way, this is the classic Mick move. Makes his pick and then follows it up with, here's the reason why I don't actually think this is my pick. So I'm going to put my eggs in both baskets and see which is
going
to play out. Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what's
going
on here. This is the classic move.
I'm going with it. I feel confident. All right, secondary. We both have Webb, both have Jimmy, both have Jefferson, both have Carr, both have Humphrey, both have Weddle.
Yep.
Both have Chuck Clark.
Yep.
Both have Anthony Levine.
Yep.
Both have Jalen Hill.
Yes.
Me too. Do you have any other members of the secondary?
Sheldon Price.
Me too. Okay. Long. They like their long corners. Can't have too much depth at corner.
Well, you can't have too much depth, and they don't have a ton of depth at outside corner.
Right.
I mean, with the injuries.
To Candy. I think he takes Candy's spot. Candy's on IR.
If he could come back.
Potential to return.
Yeah.
And he could take Sheldon's place if he comes back, if when. Linebacker. You have Patrick Owusu?
Peanut.
Huh?
Peanut.
Yeah. Owusu. I got the pronunciation. I got it on lock. All right. KC. Yes. Tyus Bowser. Yes. Suggs. Tim Williams. CJ Mosley. Zadarius. Yes?
Yes.
And Matthew Judon.
Yes.
Those are our locks. Do you have any other linebackers?
You said Tim Williams? You said Tim Williams. Yeah.
I
missed that. I do not have any other linebackers, no.
I got Bam Bradley on there, taking Albert McClellan's spot. You need more depth inside. Who are your inside linebackers? You only have 3 without McClellan.
Yeah, but...
You only have CJ, CJ, Peanut, and Correa.
Yeah, but I think that weak side linebacker spot, that's also in Anthony Levine territory, where he's kind of a linebacker there.
Yeah.
Potentially. And so that's your 4th guy.
I like Bam Bradley for depth at inside linebacker and special teams.
Yeah. Bam Bradley, there's been a lot of talk about him, and I think he's looked pretty good. But
you agree with my pick.
But I don't. I have him off. I have Anthony Levine there.
So basically, instead of an extra linebacker, you gave that spot to Wesley on the offensive line.
Yes. Exactly.
Because that's our only difference in terms of numbers of guys at different positions right now.
Well, the other one is running back, fullback. But
at different position groups, I have 8 offensive linemen. You have 9.
Yeah.
And I have an extra linebacker with Bam Bradley. Yep. Defensive line. Do you have all of them on?
I have every single one.
Me too. Willie Henry, Patrick Ricard, Bronson Cafusi, Chris Wormley, Carl Davis, Brent Urban, Michael Pierce, and Brandon Williams. I got all the defensive line making the team.
Yeah, and
who do you leave off there?
I agree. I think all of them have shown, like, Willie Henry and Carl Davis are kind of in that similar category. Like, they're both young guys that were mid-round draft picks that you would want to see take the next step. Yeah. They both flashed at times. They both have plays where they're, like, young guys where you want to see more from them. Yeah. But, it's, like, I think that both of them can go out there and be in a rotation and be pretty good. Yeah. So, like, I don't know who you leave off there. Wormley, you know, he's probably in that defensive – he's going to make the team. He's a third-round pick. But in that defensive end spot, he's really third on that
pecking order. He might be a game-day inactive.
I think Wormley probably, to start the year, will be – have a tough time dressing on game days.
Right.
But, man, I like the defensive line. Yep. And that's another spot where, like, all of those guys have potential. I don't like the idea of losing any of them you're going to get somebody hurt there. Those guys are down there battling, and there's bodies just rolling around in there. You get people hurt in the middle of the defensive line. You want to have depth, and I want to have all those guys on the team. So we're on the same page there.
Yeah.
Hey, and there's been talk of trade. Maybe if there's a move that makes sense where you can move one of those guys and get that tackle that you're talking about.
Right.
But if not, I like all those guys on the team.
To me, yeah, the two spots that you could trade somebody were defensive line or linebacker, outside linebacker. Zadarius, you know, he's flashed. Has he proven that he has enough value that he's a trade piece? Because you have these Tim Williams, you have, have 4 outside linebackers plus Zadarius. Because you have the 2 rookies with Tim Williams and Tyus Bowser, and then you have Suggs and Judon.
Yeah.
So is Zadarius a piece that has increased his value enough in the preseason where you could get something valuable for him?
Yeah.
A good veteran experienced tackle? I think here's what I think could play out is Ricky Ortiz doesn't make it and they pick up an offensive tackle that gets cut or something like that. To me, that's probably on my what I feel. I don't feel great about the Ricky Ortiz and the lack of offensive tackle, but I do think that Bam Bradley or another one of those linebackers are going to make the team. So I think if they opt to say, all right, Ricard's just going to be our fullback and we're going to split that between Ricard and Nick Boyle, that's our fullback.
Yeah.
Then Ricky Ortiz doesn't make the team, and an offensive tackle that they pick up in free agency does make the roster.
The other thing with Ortiz, I think that he could be on the practice squad pretty easily. I don't think he's somebody that's getting plucked. Like, many teams need, like...
To me, it's how comfortable do you feel with Ricard as your guy at fullback at the start of the season? I mean, he didn't start playing until, like, 2 or 3 weeks ago practicing there.
Yeah,
to expect him to go out there week one and be your guy, it's a roll of the dice. Now, I think they like him there a lot. You know, they want this big, bruising, powerful, physical offensive line, and hell, a defensive lineman like Patrick Ricard gives that to you. So
I also think
that's what I think is going to happen. I don't think that Ricky, when I think about it more, I don't think Ricky Ortiz is going to be on the 53. I think that's going to be an offensive tackle, but I don't know that it's going to be DeAndre Wesley. I think it's going to be a free agent.
So, just to recap here, you picked Ricky Ortiz for your 53-man roster,
I'm changing it.
So, is he on or off?
He's off.
So, who is that guy? You can't say X. It's got to be one of these guys that are on the 90-man roster right now. This is the most classic move. You come
fine,
in here.
Fine. All right, I'm changing my pick. I'm taking Ortiz off. And I'm putting Wesley on.
Oh, my God!
But I don't think that it's going to be Wesley. I think it's going to be an offensive tackle that they sign who gets cut.
You can't stand...
I'm doing it.
This is the ultimate. You can't stand by what you actually picked. You come in here, you waver, you hem, and you haw, and you say, I believe this. You try to take a stand.
I made my picks 2 minutes before we walked in here.
And then you listen to me explain why Wesley's going to be on the team. You say, you know what? God, Garrett's a smart guy. I need to listen to what he's doing. I have never said that in my life.
Oh,
my. Well, welcome to the bright side. Welcome to the light.
Going DeAndre Wesley. Sorry, Ricky. Sorry.
Wow.
I like Ricky Ortiz. I hope this doesn't hurt my avocado toast situation.
Yeah, you're definitely out. I'm going to have to slide into that business right now.
Ricky, I'm out on Ricky's avocados now. Blacklisted.
So that's the entire 53 for us,
right? Our big difference now, our only difference with my updated 53-man roster
right.
is that I have Melee, you have Danelle,
yep.
you have Taquan,
and
I have Bam Bradley.
Yeah. So really only two differences.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, and this is, you know, it takes some time to kind of figure out exactly what that fit. You go back to last year, remember, we had Justin Forsett on. He gets cut. But then he gets added back onto the team two days later. You have this finagling there with guys that are hurt, the IR stuff, all of that. It kind of takes, like, what you see Saturday afternoon isn't necessarily the 53 that you see going into the game week one in Cincinnati.
Yep, for sure. You know what's crazy is I have 27 defensive players and 23 offensive.
It is. Yeah. It's wild.
This team is stacked on defense. I mean, and on defense, like, I have no clue who would take off there. Maybe Sheldon Price is my last guy on as a defensive player. Well, Bam Bradley probably would be my last guy on. But, man.
It's good. So you guys need to go ahead and make your 53-man roster predictions. If you want to win the Bridgestone You Pick the Team contest, you can go ahead and submit the 53-man roster that I just provided. If you want to come close but no cigar, you can submit Ryan's 53-man roster.
How do you leave Bam Bradley off? Just the name. Bam Bradley.
I mean, that guy was made to play linebacker.
Seriously, that's a perfect linebacker name.
I totally agree with that. So if you guys, again, if you win the You Pick the Team contest, like I said, it's a 53. If you closest to the 53 wins, if there's a tie, then we go with whoever submitted their roster earliest.
So you might want to do it as soon as you listen to this podcast.
So you want to do it earlier rather than just wait till the last second. I think that's going to be the best play. There is a benefit to submitting it early. So thanks to our friends at Bridgestone for sponsoring this contest. And it's a fun one every single year you win. We'll see you at that Steelers game on the sidelines pregame.
Yeah, we'll come down there, shake your hand. Chat it up and talk about how much smarter you are than us.
Yeah.
They probably will actually do better than us.
Maybe. That's happened before.
Thank you for listening. As always, you can email us at thelounge@ravens.nfl.net. And we will be back with you. Guess what next week is?
Week 1.
Week 1, the start of the regular season. So we're going to have a lot in store for you then. Thanks again, and we'll be back with you next week.